July 20th, 2015. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll, please.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If anyone has anything, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and address council. All right, there being no items from the floor, and for the audio record, Dr. Petrola has just entered into council chambers. Does anyone have any corrections from the minutes prior to the motion for June 15th? Mr. Wainwright, do you have a motion for me?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Anyone have any revisions to the minutes that were in your packet for July 6th prior to a motion? Comments. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Abstain.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Abstain.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the motion passes. And Mr. Wainwright, you're abstaining.
I was not here.
Because you were not here. Okay. And the motion passes. Motion to authorize payments for bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $29,689.96 and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $10,825.18 for a total of $40,515.14.
Second.
I will save comments for my report.
All right, thank you. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee reports, general government, Mr. Wainwright.
This week's bill list was relatively light, no major significant expenses to report. Incoming revenue seems to be on pace. Tax increase is showing. Revenue is above, about $200,000 more than we were at this time last year, so tax collecting is going well. Everything's good in that order.
Any questions for Mr. Wainwright?
Thank you, Mr. Wainwright.
Yep.
Police report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll let the report speak for itself, but I would like to say that there have been a rash of burglaries in the area. By any stretch. Two of the burglaries that did occur, the police did apprehend the five youth that are presumed to be the perpetrators. And county has taken over because they believe that these individuals were also involved in other burglaries in the area. There seems to be a number of bikes being picked up this year. So if you leave your bike out, the wives of the children, then put it someplace safer than even go in the garage door.
So lock up your bikes?
Yes.
Lock walk up your house and report any activity that is suspicious to 911. Thank you, Mayor Cook. Public safety report, Mr. Fuller.
Public safety did not meet.
Community development, Dr. Wallace.
Did not meet.
Public works, Dr. Petrola. Community service, Dr. Petrola.
Total cost at this point. And then go forward some public stuff after that, I believe. Is that what we were considering? Pretty much the plan. We're getting like a total cost. It looks nice. It really does look nice, but it's going to be expensive. So assume what your cost will be.
Hogan sales.
We would have a public hearing on the plans. Have a opportunity to have the suggested plans with the price of the plans at Community Day, so that people would be able to see. There are two phases, two and a half phases, maybe more. Two major phases that would be broken down into some sub, but not too many, or it's kind of ridiculous.
Is this a modification of the original plan? Or
yes. It is more of a modification that is spatially, I believe, more reasonable.
We had the community here, and everyone drew up some plans, and he took those plans and created. It looks very similar, but it's different, basically. So we'll see what it costs.
The previous plan was.
That's a good idea. Community Day captures at least 20-30% of this community.
I think it's important for people to understand the cost. And, our partners, the foundation as a partner, and the people for Dixon Park, Friends of Dixon Park, if they wanted to do some focused fundraising for the fund.
Hopefully we can have a public meeting prior to Community Day so that Mr. Pashuk can be there. Might not be able to make it to Community Day prior to that meeting, so that way he can take any suggestions that he hears and maybe incorporate them in a next design. So if we could pick a date tonight for that meeting, that'd be great.
We also talked about litter prior to.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Honestly, I can't remember about that. So much going on. I'll be totally.
Okay. Then may I?
Yeah.
Okay. We met to discuss the litter problem.
Mr. Cato,
sorry. Jason Cato, who came before council. He came to the meeting and discussed the litter, and we kind of came up with an idea to float to council about having, and also talking about it at Community Day, at this council booth, basically, to have a litter, anti-litter campaign. The reality is that, even though you didn't drop it, somebody's got to clean it up. And we have, 4.5 DPW people who are doing other things. So we talked about having an anti-litter campaign, maybe having some street captains who would be willing to, once or twice a month, mobilize their neighbors to just keep their section, picked up. So that DPW could do the main areas, but if we took care of the side areas, partnering with the Boy Scouts, once again, our civic groups. The foundation has the Brenton Road. It would be sort of partnered on the same thing, that we would provide, bags and gloves and those kind of things, and also keep an ongoing thing in the newsletter. You know, people ask if they can volunteer to do something. You know, and this is one thing that they could do if you're walking your dog or you're, you know, going to the club, you're walking to the club, you know, take a bag and if we...
Borough-wide.
This would be borough-wide because that's the concern. And Mr. Cato is willing to spearhead this as a community representative. So we're going to kind of flesh it out and then we'll present more to council, but have it at Community Day.
Our next step is in the August-September newsletter, sort of have a call to action to residents, see if there's anybody else who'd be willing to take sort of the leadership role in getting a group like this off the ground, and hopefully we'll get some responses from that and then we'll be able to move forward.
Dr. Wellness?
So the foundation, I know they clean up, Britton Road, and they clean up the periphery pretty often, so they might be interested in joining.
And help promoting it, yeah. You know, I think that, as we talked about it, there was... And Mr. Cato was willing to write something for the newsletter because we thought that was more powerful to have someone, a resident of Edgewood, talk about the importance of the community effort and the rationale behind it, so... and we were going to, we get the newsletter, the e-letter from Boris.
Yes. The Pittsburgh anti-litter people.
So this would be borough-wide. And so that's what we also discussed when we met with Mr. Cato. So stay tuned. I think it's worthwhile endeavor, and I think people can be mobilized.
To do community service.
We talked about that as well.
Right.
We talked about approaching our magistrate and asking if that could be a community service project. Our DPW folks could supervise, so that they wouldn't be actually having to pick up, but if you had a part-timer or whatever also supervising and they took an area and cleaned it up, they could log hours that way. So, yes, we did discuss that. Thank you.
For Community Day, these little stars open the beer garden for 4 o'clock. That was the time we thought made the most sense. And they're looking at the co-insurance stuff, too. I told them I asked them about that.
Right.
So I'm just waiting to bring it up.
Thank you.
And they know the things in the newsletter, too. So they're signing up at D's for the Cornwall program and stuff. So they're doing it at D's and whoever turns.
Did the church get measured?
Yes. Okay. Yes, they're going to run.
So do we need any other
booths? We could always use more booths. I think the game booths for the children are really popular at Community Day. The borough is going to be hosting 2. One will be run by borough staff. One will be run by volunteers from the Edgewood Foundation. Mr. Bright is going to be sponsoring 2 game booths. And the First Presbyterian Church is going to provide us volunteers to run a game booth. Any other organizations that you know of that want to get involved with Community Day but maybe don't want to take on the full planning of a whole booth for the day, if they would be willing to provide us with volunteers, even on a rotating basis, an hour a volunteer to run some children's games, we could always use more of those.
I'm going to throw out something here. You can throw it back at me. But I was wondering if council and the mayor might consider running a booth and that we take turns, for an hour, where it would be an opportunity to chuck a luck if that would make you happy. That way we'd have the residents would have a time where they could talk to the mayor or, meet a council person. Mr. Bright, you're doing your thing. So, I just thought it might be a. yes. Yeah, those of you who want to go do other things, we can take. And the booths run from what time to what time usually?
We start them at noon because we have a lot of kids there. We like to keep them staffed till about 5 or 6 o'clock. If everybody is willing, we could, I mean, you all know that most people come later in the evening. So that would be the best chance if we want to keep them up longer. But I think 6 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock would be sufficient.
So we're looking at 6 hours. And if, you know, two people want to do it, what do you think? Okay. All right.
Great.
Put us down for something that Dr. Wallace will
Plinko,
have fun
perhaps?
Doing.
Plinko, perhaps?
Plinko? Plinko? Plinko, is that all right?
I don't know what that is.
Kino?
So anybody can, I mean, I'm just thinking because a lot of the carnivals are fundraising for volunteer fire companies.
Yes.
I mean, I know our own, you know, volunteer corps is down there raising money, but I haven't seen any. I mean, one year I saw another volunteer company down there, but you'd think there would be more. Is it advertising or is it just?
Frankly, what I've heard from most of our groups is it's getting volunteers.
Just to do it.
But if there's anybody who would.
I mean, I can put some feelers out. But you'd think they would take that opportunity as a fundraising event.
Right.
Does each. What's the cost?
So the way that we have set it up is the costs are based on the prizes you give away.
Okay.
So it's, I think, $50 to rent the booth. The borough can take the cost of renting the actual booth. And then the inventory is done on the prizes before and then at the end.
Okay.
And most of the games are $2 or $1 a game. So it's a 50-cent or a $1 prize. And then you make either 50 cents or $1 in the game.
Okay.
Anyone who has done it so far, the club is also trying to get some volunteers, the Edgewood Club, to run a game booth, but as far as I've heard, they can't get people there yet. We've offered to say we can do it as a fundraiser for you. We did that last year with the Republican Committee ran their game booths that way. The church said, you know, we don't really want to make the money, we just want to have a presence down there and be part of Community Day. So we could do it either way. Where you run into trouble is when you give the cute little kid a prize, even though he didn't make the basketball or, you know, get it on the hoop or something. That's where you end up losing money, is if you give away extra prizes. They generally make a bit of money.
You got to be careful with the prizes, though.
It's not worth the trip in if you're...
Yeah, you get killed on the prizes, though.
We could work it either way. We would just be thrilled to have participation.
So yes, if you would pick us.
I will. Thank you very much. That'll be great. I think people would really appreciate that.
I think it's important, you know, that we... So I thank all of you.
Maybe.
Huh?
No.
I did that.
I will never... Dangerous.
We could vote on who to talk.
We would need our physicians there to sew fingers back on.
Yeah.
Mayor Cook would be up there for $50 worth of balls.
So that's community service. Personnel, Mr. Fuller.
Personnel did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright.
Pension did not meet.
Three Rivers Wet Weather. There was a newsletter. Connect is actually having a get together of everyone. At the Waterworks, yes. At the some beer place.
Rock Bottom.
But we are here doing the people's work, just so you all know.
They're also working on one interesting project I just wanted to bring up. Connect is working in partnership with the Port Authority to look at park and ride overflow parking, which is a concern that's been brought to council. So I'm hoping that they're looking at specific locations to see if there's anywhere else that overflow parking could do, but I think it's important that the Port Authority is going to have a seat at that table, and they'll be looking at these issues and the station and the overflow parking issues that we have here in Edgewood, and hopefully we'll have some recommendations that come out of that study. So we'll keep you updated on that as they move forward.
It's okay if the Edgewood portion of the Edgewood Town Center, we could put in a...
Put one right there.
That was a big fight. But he wanted, remember? My, how things changed.
Just take responsibility for that.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be great. And have a stop there where people could get on and
shop and do
Yeah. Imagine. Yes.
I'd like to go back to the police report for a second and just give kudos to the other departments that came and supported the Edgewood Police in apprehending the five youth. Obviously, if you have five youth running, it's not necessarily that easy to apprehend them. And I have to say that I think the youth were caught off guard when right behind the perpetrator and across the garage roof, right behind the perpetrator. It wasn't until they hit the slate sidewalk with moss that the officer went down and he got away. But he was apprehended, I think, by he grabbed the bike and took off, and it was North Braddock there at the old Holiday Inn that apprehended that individual. So my kudos up to the other police.
Yes, and if we have the lists of those, we could send a letter of support. Or thank you for the, you know, I mean, that's why we have these cooperation agreements. And when the things like this happen, and the you know, our colleagues and sister municipalities, you know, spring into action to help one another. As they did in Regent Square when we were having those problems, you know, everybody pulling together. You know, if one of us fails, we all fail. When one of us succeeds and we cooperate, it's a success for everyone. So, Mayor Cook, if you would give us the list, you know, we can write a letter of thank you to the different communities and on behalf of council, you know. It's their budgets that help support their police departments, to let them know. It's much appreciated. Borough Solicitor Report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll refer to the borough manager to discuss the two items on the agenda. And that's all I have.
Borough Manager's Report, Ms. Bastianini.
We had a successful Movies in the Park last Monday in the rain, but we stuck it out. It was a good one. We have our last Movies in the Park next Monday, July 27th. Movie yet to be determined. If you've got a good one, send it my way. in your packets, there's no action on this, but in your packets was the proposal from Cohen Law Group for the franchise renewal with Verizon. And this would take effect in 2016, so I just wanted to let you guys know that those budget amounts could be accounted for in next year's budget. That's not something we'd have to factor into this year. 10 years ago, when the borough initiated a franchise with Verizon, there were 15 municipalities that took part. So if we think that everybody who took part last time would take part again, that would put us in the one bracket that you saw on there for the price. The COG has some money set aside to help municipalities with this. So the COG has about $18,000 that they could contribute towards this, which would knock off about $1,000 a municipality, depending on how many are there. So that is something else when you look at those numbers. The numbers are slightly up from 10 years ago, but considering it was 10 years ago, they're not dramatically higher than the borough paid last time. And Owen seems to think that renewals are harder than first negotiations with Verizon, because they are motivated in the first one because they want access to the borough's customers. Now when they're here, it's a little trickier to get them out. But I think that they're usually able to negotiate a one-time grant at the beginning of the franchise that offsets the cost of the attorney's fees for negotiating the contract. So we're hopeful we'll be able to get something like again. This is not something we have to take action on tonight, but the COG is happy with the proposal from Cohen and with the price. As you saw, we were able to negotiate him down a little bit from his first, from his initial offer. So they will not be putting this out for a request for proposals. They're happy with Cohen, and in about a month or so, we'll have to decide if we want to join with the COG and negotiate that way. So we'll just have to make a motion at that time.
How much for this?
It would be.
There's no
that there's no grant. It's based on how many municipalities sign up. So if 16 or more municipalities signed up, it would be $3,575. If 11 to 15, it's anywhere between $3,575 and $4,672 for 2 weeks.
Give you a copy of this, Mr. Berry.
Verizon will end up giving you the same deal that he gives everybody else, whether you're part of the group or not. But, so I'm happy with that. I just want to make sure that you're not overpaying.
It's also broken down by the size of municipalities. So, for instance, Monroeville is in our COG. So a municipality of 10,000 or more, when we would be paying $3,500, is $6,100. They have an education channel and all that that they would need to negotiate in. So they do try to take into account.
I think it is important to cooperate, and I have seen those things work in other situations. But if Monroeville, for example, does not participate and that drives the cost up, I think you ought to just work out a little bit, because with that many municipalities,
general government can take a look at that.
For a poor borough like Edgewood that doesn't really incur a lot of legal fees.
Yes.
just to make sure, everybody, so this is just for the infrastructure of running fiber or connectivity through the borough?
Correct.
And it's basically Comcast and Verizon.
Comcast and Verizon are the two franchises that are in the borough.
And so I would say it was like 4 years ago that Google started getting into this business.
And if they would like to negotiate a franchise with us, we would be more than happy to. This does not mean
Google.
This is not an exclusive franchise with Verizon. We can franchise with as many telecommunications companies that are willing to be in the borough.
I think it's to our benefit.
We do have one with Comcast, yeah.
To our benefit, to have as many.
So if general government would take a look at this and talk with Ms. Bastianini,
yes,
and the rest of council as well, take a good look. But if you would spearhead that, Mr. Wainwright, your committee.
This Wednesday, the 22nd, at 9 a.m., Edgewood is having the first of what I'm sure will be many meetings with Alcosan about transferring over our trunk lines. This meeting will be between Alcosan, Edgewood, Braddock Hills, and Churchill. These are the communities that they're meeting with initially. Our engineer, Jason Stanton, and I will be attending for the borough. If any of you would like to come as well, you're more than welcome. Please let me know. I imagine this will just be an initial meeting. We have responded to their request for information, so they have everything we have on our trunk lines, any information they have. So I imagine this first meeting will be to go over that and go over the principles that have been agreed upon through the SHRC about transferring the lines and take it from there. Eventually, we'll have a meeting on our own with Alcosan, but these first meetings, they like to group together just so that they can get through them a little quicker and we can talk about regional issues. So that's happening on Wednesday.
Wednesday of this week?
Yes.
There were some little
that's
we can't say anything is for certain right now, but that's what we're discussing.
On that day, I shall weep with joy.
We are about 25% done with this year's sewer project. Our lines have been cambered and cleaned. We are now installing some manholes. We've talked about the line on Allenby and the work that's going to be happening there. Turns out that the line ends further down than we thought it did, so I'm currently in talks with the homeowner two doors down to see if we can get them to agree to a manhole in their backyard so that we can access the line. So we are waiting on that and moving forward with everything else. But we are sure now of the location. We are definite that this is where the line ends.
But that's not a bad thing, right? Because it's a little problematic where it was proposed.
The other end.
Of the other.
Yeah. Last week, the Auditor General had an auditor here to look at our pension funds. She looked at 2013 and 2014. There will be an exit interview this Friday at 9 a.m. If any of you would like to attend. If not, you'll get a conference of the... Everyone will get a conference of the exit interview memo as well as the audit whenever it's finalized. We're continuing to work on the wall at the Oakview Avenue parking lot. Our public works employees dug out the hillside today, so we are ready to go. We've got about 5 more feet to dig out. They were thankfully able to use the bulldozer for most of it. Didn't have to do too much by hand. And then our concrete contractor will be in to replace that wall, hopefully this week. If not this week, then next week. And that project will be completed. Some good news. Well, there is a... People's Natural Gas will be replacing the gas line that runs through West Swissvale. There was a leak in this line, and they would like to replace it all with plastic pipe. So they are going to be moving the pipe from the street into the sidewalk on the Edgewood Club side from Penwood Avenue down to Harlow. So it's a pretty big stretch, about 1,275 feet. This work was going to require a good deal of patchwork in the street, in addition to the patches they've already put in the street because there was an active gas leak and they didn't know where the leak was, so they dug up a lot to try to find the leak. So after a series of meetings, we talked with People's Natural Gas, and they have agreed that rather than putting all the patches in the street, that they would pay to repave, they would pay 50% of the cost to repave the whole street from Penwood to West Vista. There's the easiest way to do this, I think, would be to add it onto our current paving contract, which we have with Victor Paving. We have per foot unit pricing in our contract, and we can add up to 25% of the original contract amount be added on to the project. So the total amount to do that stretch would be $53,495, which is about 14% of our contract price total. So splitting that in half, the borough's share would be $26,747. That, I think, is a really great deal to get that stretch of road paved. The one issue, though, that I wanted council to be aware of is that this year we budgeted $401,000 for paving. And if we added this on, our original contract was $383,000, so we were well below budget. But our total will be about $409,000 if we add this on. So we'll be about $8,000 over budget. I think we can find cost savings throughout the road paving program. We put in 10% for base repair on each of the streets, and this year we're doing some low traffic roads, such as Love Place, that I don't think the road will need the amount of base repair that we have budgeted for. So I am hopeful that we'll be able to make up that $8,000, sort of borrow from other roads already in the program, so to speak.
But within that cost center.
Exactly, but within that line item. And the most that it would be over budget would be $8,000.
A lot of people come to our booth, the community.
Yes. So I just wanted to make you guys aware of that, see if anybody did not want to pursue this. We have not gotten final approval yet from People's Natural Gas. They are taking it to their respective boards tonight as well. But I think that it's a really good chance for us to work with them. Since they're moving the main line into the sidewalk, every single residence has to have a patch in front of it so that their line can be connected to the new line of the sidewalk. So the road would look awful. It's in fairly poor condition already. So that's where we stand on that. Does anybody have any concerns?
Are they going to redo all the sidewalks?
On the club side. Yes. So everybody on West Wisvale is getting a new sidewalk. Hope they're happy about that. They have been told to leave the grass strip between the sidewalk and the street. And our police are aware that this work is going to be starting for traffic reasons. They will be working only in the sidewalk until 9 a.m. in the morning.
So the curb is the homeowner's responsibility, correct?
Yes.
Because it's the other side of that street that the curbing is...
It won't be touching the curbing at all.
Yeah.
It'll just be the sidewalks.
Too bad.
Yes.
Does anyone have any concerns about...
So there are a couple areas of that stretch that came up. Other issues in the borough and paving and private owner driveways. There are a couple driveways there that have cobblestone brick.
Yes, driveways will also be replaced on the club side.
On the club side, okay.
Yes.
That's the other side. That's
right. That's necessary. I mean, this leaking is.
That's where they're moving the pipe.
That's where they're moving the pipe. And putting it in the sidewalk is good. I mean, it means so that if there are repairs needed in the future, we don't have to stop traffic and deal with traffic control. And it'll kind of just pick up a slab of concrete in the sidewalk rather than digging in the street, which will be especially important if we are paying to repave the street. We'd like to maintain it as long as we can after that.
Is there anything part of our paving program that we can offer those private individuals to replace the brick?
So anything on this issue? Anyone have any concerns about it?
General government discussed it. We thought it was a great idea. That's a lot of street for $26,000.
We could take off another street if we are concerned about it.
I think we're good.
Okay.
I'm not hearing anybody, wringing their hands. If it ain't broke, let's not have to fix it. Okay?
Great.
Okay.
Julie talked to me about this today.
Be added onto our contract, and Peoples will just cut us a check for that. Unless there's any questions, that's all I have.
I thought you might want to at least give council the opportunity to talk about the solid waste pack and also
Yeah, I was going to bring that up in the discussion on the motion.
Okay, that's fine.
Any new business to be brought before council? Yes.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking the first week in August or the second week in August. If people are available, we could do.
I would say the first week because I know that myself and two of the foundation members are away the second week.
Remember, you can't have a quorum wherever you go.
The first week, I would suggest we have a council meeting on August 3rd. That's a Monday. We could do before if people are interested. If not, the 5th, which is a Wednesday. That Tuesday.
That's the first week in August.
Correct.
And you're saying that there are council...
Well, I know that the Crusoes and the Andrews are gone the second week, as I know. So I don't know if the foundation's going to participate in this, but I assume they're going to not be there. So with their partners.
Well, this is a whole, this is a, I hear what you're saying. This is a an opportunity to review it.
Outside of that.
The plan. Pashuk.
And Community Day is which date?
29th.
29th.
And
I think,
go ahead.
If we can't do the second, I would suggest maybe the third. The first might be pushing it to get this properly advertised first week in August.
So we would be looking between the 11th and the 14th. How about the 11th?
Well, that is the week that Dr. Wallace...
Well, we can't. I mean, it's fine. I mean, because it's outside of what we've already discussed, so it's not good. I mean, this is for the community, too.
So I'm getting confused here. Is on the 5th, the first week of August, is anyone... Is it a conflict for any of...
A dinner, and I don't know what day it is, and I forgot my...
That's a
Wednesday.
Meeting
I have to go to. Yeah,
it's Monday or Wednesday.
Okay. Well, Monday is a council meeting, so I think that is out. So I would suggest the 5th, the 12th, or the 19th. That's the three Wednesdays in August.
So the 5th, I'm out anyway. So the 12th, it doesn't matter to me. I'm working 4 to 11 on the 5th.
Invade Swissvale with the streets. Oh,
yes.
Okay, speak up, people. What do you think? Throw out what's going to work here.
I'm indifferent. Nothing worked for me.
Well, how about a Thursday? How about the 6th of August?
Tuesdays? Tuesday is fine, but the 4th there's a zoning hearing board meeting, so we can't.
How about the 11th?
The 11th? How about the 12th then?
12? Mr. Bright? Quiet today. Why don't we do it on the 12th? This is just a report, right? This is Mr. Pashuk coming and just talking about what we did, and you know, and by then he'll also have the cost.
Yes.
Of it, and
my experience is zero.
So let's 6:30 on the 12th. Yes, on the 12th.
On July.
Oh. So August 12th at 6:30, we'll have a public meeting just to review as a follow-up, basically, of the prior meeting and discussing opportunities for Dixon Park and the modification of the original comprehensive recreation plan, which is what we will be voting on.
So it's just public input on the next.
It's just public input. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? All right, then. Solid waste.
I move to advertise for bids for solid waste and recycling for residential collection in the borough beginning in 2016.
Second.
I believe you all got a copy of the bid specs in your packet. Mr. Berry had a chance to review them.
you have any questions about any of that, I'd be happy to I'm always happy to discuss garbage. I brought this just so you guys can see. We have an ad alternative for the at-home household hazardous and e-waste. And whenever you would call, this is one of the companies, but they all work very similar. You would get this packet in the mail. When you open this packet up, there are instructions and then the big bag. And this is the bag where you would put your TV, your paint cans, whatever, and put it on your porch or your driveway for pickup. So I just wanted to make sure you all had a chance to look at that, since it is in the specs as an alternative.
On our regular garbage day.
No, I believe this will be on any day.
Oh, on any day.
They will tell you. Okay, so it will say your collection date is.
Okay.
And they'll tell you when they will be by to pick up your goods. This is separate from curbside, since we're not allowed to. State law does not allow you to recycle e-waste up the curb anymore. Okay. So that's what the bid specs are talking about with the at your door e-waste and hazardous waste. The rest of it is, the specs are very similar to what the borough currently has. Residents will be billed directly for garbage and for recycling. It calls for once a week garbage collection and every other week recycling collection. And we're advertising for a 5-year contract. I'm sorry, a 3-year contract with 2 option years at the borough's option.
This. So we have a motion, we have a second, we've had some discussion. Is there any further discussion?
I was just asking what our fee was, because my wife takes care of that.
Right now we're at about, it's about $15 a month, billed quarterly. Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Resolution 2015-05, PennDOT Winter Maintenance Agreement. Mr. Fuller.
Yeah, just that part.
Edgewood Borough, Resolution 2015-05, Resolution of Council of the Borough of Edgewood approving winter services 5 years. Be resolved by the authority of the Borough Council of the Borough of Edgewood, Allegheny County, and hereby resolved by the authority of the same, that the Borough Council President of said municipality be authorized and directed to sign the agreements on its behalf.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This agreement is the Borough's agreement with PennDOT to provide winter maintenance for top of Maple and Brim, which are state roads that the borough maintains during the winter and then PennDOT repays the borough. This is about 2% more than we were getting this year, and it's adjusted for the 5 years. We've had this agreement, from what I can tell, for about 15 years, is as far back as I can find the records. So it works well. They always reimburse the borough on time. That many miles, I think it's 0.1 miles, so it's not a lot of burden to add on to our own public service employees.
If there is no budget by the end of the year, they probably won't pay us.
Probably not.
So this is Renton Road, right?
Top of Maple and Brinder. Yes. The list is.
And it's because it's PennDOT.
Correct. It's not a borough-owned road. They're
now,
state
I have
roads.
A question.
Yes.
There's a bridge that goes across the parkway.
Yes.
Does PennDOT own that?
Yes.
Own that? And we plow that.
Yes.
Why is that not included?
That's included.
It is included?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 0.33 miles on Britton. Maple to Ardmore, and then the Edgewood line to Maple.
But half of Britton is Braddock Hills. All of
right. This is just for the top part with the bridge. So it stops after the bridge. Because the bridge is owned by PennDOT.
Oh, so that's the bridge road, the part that goes across the bridge.
Not the part that goes down by the old Holiday Inn, the other part.
Any other questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Wainwright.
There's a little bridge. I guess it's Chestnut.
Yes.
That means Elm. Is that the agreement to cover this? Or do we plow that?
I assume that. Yeah, we maintain that. I don't believe that that's PennDOT.
Okay.
But I would have to check.
I hope we don't.
We don't have that, do we?
Wait. The Chestnut Bridge.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're talking about the Chestnut Bridge?
Chestnut is Elm to Oak.
Right.
I walk it every day. That,
yeah,
that
the part on Edgewood Avenue. This is for the bridge up by the top of Maple.
The Foley's.
I know right. Where that bridge is.
Yes.
And then we Penwood, or Edgewood Avenue's ours.
Yes.
There's that one little stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the bridge, as Mr. Wainwright was talking about, that
from Elm to Chestnut.
Right.
Yes. I believe that they own the bridge, but we paved that, we plow that, we paint that. I'll look into it. But
I just wondered if,
yeah.
You know.
I think the bridge structure is theirs, but I think the pavement is
okay.
Far.
Okay, yeah. It was just a...
We will look into that further.
The bridge at the end of Laurel, that's also a state.
I believe that's owned by Phillips Edison.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Yeah, that's owned by Phillips Edison.
Okay. It is a state road. It just goes the length of the bridge. Okay.
We don't maintain that. We don't plow that. We don't do anything.
Well, I just heard this talking. I hope we don't own any bridge across the park.
Yeah.
We don't own the bridge. I'm not sure.
My big thing was just the maintenance of it.
Right.
And, you know.
We do plow it. I mean, we do maintain.
Yeah, because we
that.
Have to get from there to there.
Right.
You know,
right.
Can't lift up the plow and all the.
No,
we could.
We could.
Our residents wouldn't be happy about that. So this agreement is the parameters of this agreement. Everyone understands where it is, what it's about. Is there any questions or concerns about it? Ms. Bussini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Shaver.
Aye. And resolution 2015-05 passes. Is there anything else to be brought before council at this time? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Then this meeting is adjourned. Our next our public meeting will be August 12th at 6:30. Our next council meeting is August 4th at our regularly scheduled time. August 3rd. Sorry, this calendar starts on Monday.
Oh, yeah,
I
look
hate
at that
when it does that. I get all confused. On August 3rd. And that's meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much and have a...